And this is WNYC. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie and New York Mayor Cory Booker, they've had this pretty cordial relationship over the past several years. This despite the fact that they're both marquee names from opposing political parties. But ever since Mayor Booker's name surfaced as a possible Christie opponent in 2013, this odd couple of New Jersey's politics, the bickering has been on the rise. And with us now is WNYC's Bob Henley. He's contributing editor for politics, and he spent some time in Newark this week, as did I, Bob. Bob, are we reading a little too much into the tea leaves, or is there really conflict between these two leaders?
Well, let's reflect in the past. You know, this aura of bipartisanship helped both men. You saw it with their support for urban school reform, for more charter schools, and money for drug treatment and drug courts. But Christie seemed to have started the fight with Booker over state funding for Newark this past week. I mean, the state has been in a situation where the city hasn't had a budget for several months. It's overdue. And he seemed to take him on in the press and express an opinion about basically chastising both Mayor Booker and the city council for not getting their fiscal act together. And then this also comes on the heels of Booker making the rounds, meeting with Democratic county leaders who leaked that he's interested in challenging Christie in 2013. So the stage is set.
But, I mean, you know, we heard Booker today sort of push back on this budget, you know, because we've had this public spat emerge this week over the budget, really. Christie saying that Newark has to cut its budget, but Cory Booker saying, hey, you know what, Newark doesn't really need all that money.
Well, I think that also the administration is trying to, as far as Booker's concerned, they're trying to play down this conflict because the city really does need this infusion from the state. Booker's press secretary, Kim DeHart, insists the Christie-Booker fallout is all media hype.
People want to create controversy, you know, and a sexy story and something that's sensational. And that's sensational, you know, with all the rumors of Mayor Booker running for higher office, they want to create that public fight. And it's just not there.
Apparently, Booker is not just having trouble with Governor Christie, he's also having conflicts with his own city council.
Well, and that's part of the budget problem with the state. He's at an impasse with the city council, but it goes deeper. Booker is traveling around the country to raise money, some $300 million he's been able to bring back in terms of private-public partnerships, and he does, you know, he's quite successful at it, but it's costing him at home. I spoke with Councilman Ron Rice Jr. yesterday.
The mayor has not been at a public meeting in my ward to deal with constituent complaints in over 2 years. That's just fact, and I don't think that that's good for any mayor.
But, you know, it seems that there's been conflict not just about Booker traveling. He just seems to be beleaguered at the moment.
Well, there's also a deeper philosophical conflict that's going on. The city's water system is, you know, well over a century old and is in serious disrepair. It needs over $500 million in an infusion of money to get it to the point that it's, you know, going to be something that is modern and is not on the verge of breaking down. And the mayor and council are loggerheads over a plan Booker has to move the city's water system from municipal control to that of an independent municipal utility authority. Critics call it privatization, and they're worried about the fate of tens of thousands of acres of pristine watershed land the city now controls in northern New Jersey. Booker believes his plan will provide a needed infusion of cash for the city budget in the short term, while finding a more stable way to fund $500 million of upgrades I was talking about. Now, the city council and the mayor are you know, just not going to give in on this. The city council was hoping to have a referendum on it and throw it to voters. That doesn't seem like it's going to happen. And right now, the city is locked down with state bureaucrats trying to peel down another couple of $1 million to close the gap. And the bottom line is they've already laid off hundreds and hundreds of city workers, including police officers.
Water and New Jersey, constant conflict. Has there been much response from Newark residents about all this?
Well, you know, on one hand, they appreciate the fact that Mayor Booker is a person of national prominence. They took pride in his key position, giving the platform address at the Charlotte Democratic National Convention. But Newark resident Donna Jackson told me she takes exception to the idea of Mayor Booker traveling around the country with a city-funded police detail while the city still feels the impact of police officer layoffs.
WNYC's Bob Henley will be listening.
Thanks.